Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. We're having a big conversation this afternoon because, in this lawyer's opinion, Donald Trump has now plunged us into a very real constitutional crisis. He has initiated a coup, and he did so over the weekend. The coup has been happening, but I think now it's not debatable. He may be an elected president, but a president's powers are limited. He is not a king. In America, the law is king. And the law, our Constitution, has some limits to a president's authority. And the branch of government that often decides where those lines are is the judiciary, is the judicial branch. But Donald Trump and his minions have been saying for quite some time that they don't care what the judiciary says. And in fact, his immigration czar, Tom Homan, yes, that Mensa member, said over the weekend, "I don't care what the judges think." Excuse me, this was Monday on a Fox News interview. "I don't care what the judges think." That's what he had to say. So when we put all of this together, what you've got is an administration that is actively and intentionally violating a court's orders. And not a court's order about some ticky-tacky little thing. A court order about whether or not a president can invoke the Alien Enemies Act at whim and deport people without any due process. That is where we're at. So I'm going to go through the timeline. I just briefly want to remind everyone that the crux of the at least the basic legal issue here is, can a president just say, yep, yeah, I'm going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, even though we are not in war, and I am going to use it to deport
Yeah, Meg's having a little bit of technical issues there. Her mic was breaking up, but she's talking about President Donald Trump intentionally violating or willfully violating the Alien Enemies Act and deporting people without due process. Tell us your concerns. Call in. We want to hear from you. You can call in at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Call in and tell us what you think. Maggie's back.
Hey, Cal. Thanks so much for the help there. Today, just again, little glitch in the matrix this afternoon. The Alien Enemies Act permits a president to arrest, imprison, or deport people older than 14 who come from a foreign enemy country. It's only been used in the War of 1812 and the first two World Wars. By the way, it was used to intern Japanese Americans. So we're not at war with Venezuela. We're not at war with El Salvador. There's no declaration of war by Congress. So that country isn't a stated enemy or an antagonist. Neither of them are to the United States. It doesn't apply. But that's if we're even having a reasoned argument about the Alien Enemies Act. What has become the much more pressing legal issue, what has amounted to the constitutional crisis, is, of course, the fact that he has defied a court order. Here is the timeline. At 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, Judge Boasberg asked the administration in a hearing what was going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. So news that Donald Trump had issued this executive order invoking the Alien Enemies Act late on Friday, that he was planning to deport some like 200 alleged Venezuelan gang members, that had leaked out. And so the ACLU and another organization filed a lawsuit to stop it. The judge convenes a hearing on Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, says, what's going on to the government? The government basically said, they're not sure. You think you might want to know that. Might want to be apprised of some facts. At 5:22, the judge ordered a break in the hearing on Saturday so that the government attorney could get the facts and the judge could rule. By the way, at 5:45, a flight took off. So even there, one of these three flights taking off as this hearing is going on, as the court is asking for information from the government attorney who says they don't know, that's just in bad faith. The idea that you would, oh, I don't know, and a flight takes off while you're in the very hearing to determine whether or not the flight should take off is a big deal. Before 6:52 on Saturday afternoon, the judge agreed that the terms of the Alien Enemies Act apply only to, quote, enemy nations, you know, like it says in the law. And since neither Venezuela nor El Salvador are enemy nations, it doesn't apply and it cannot be used to deport these people without any due process. And the judge blocked deportations under it. Here's what he said at approximately, again, this was 6:52, quote, any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. These people need to be returned to the United States. That is when, again, White House officials, according to reporting by Mark Caputo, after those words were said, actually had a discussion about whether to order two of the planes that were in the air to turn around, but the administration chose not to. The judge had issued an oral order from the bench. The administration said, should we do what the judge told us to do? Answer, no, we're not going to do that. That is insane. And again, that hearing began like late afternoon around like 4:30. The first plane took off not until 5:26 p.m. The second plane took off at 6:44 p.m. And here's what's really important, folks. Here's what's really important. The third plane had not yet left. Two planes were in the air when the judge issued the order from the bench. The administration elected not to turn those around. At 7:26 p.m., the judge's written order granting the injunction sought by the ACLU and directing the administration to not deport these people was entered on the docket. That happened at 7:26 p.m. And 10 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen, the flight took off. The third flight took off. The order was entered on the docket 7:26 p.m. At 7:36 p.m., 10 minutes later, the flight took off. And that is the constitutional crisis. To our texter on the text line, I have to repeat this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Most of our constitutional rights apply to persons, not citizens. So yes, someone here illegally has a right to due process. That is, texter, why the president had to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, because it is the Alien Enemies Act that strips even someone here illegally, strips the due process rights away from them. So texter, you're wrong, and I know you're wrong because that's not what the Constitution says, and B, that's not how the Trump administration operated. It was a tacit admission that people here illegally are entitled to due process when he invoked the Alien Enemies Act. You see how that all sticks together? Kelvin and Jamie, Kelvin on the board, Jamie, my senior producer listening in, let me know if I'm not explaining that clearly. But again, most of our rights under the Constitution inure to people. That is the word, or persons is the word that is used, not citizens. For example, the right to vote, that's restricted to citizens. But due process, First Amendment rights, Those are all attached to persons, whether citizens or not. I don't know where you're getting that from. You need to learn all the facts yourself. So again, this is the point. Those 10 minutes between the entering of the court's order and when that third plane took off, that's the coup. That's the overthrow. That's the trashing of our Constitution. And by the way, again, there were two planes in the air that could have been turned around. The Trump administration knew that. They talked about it. They decided to defy the court's oral ruling. This is apparently what they're all hanging their hats on, that the planes were already in the air. That is absolutely hogwash. So what is being done about this? Todd from DePere wants to know. So the most recent action was that Judge Boasberg told the Trump administration on Monday that they had to respond by noon yesterday with more detailed answers to his questions about when did the planes take off? When was this communicated? How did you know this? And by the way, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, has only really addressed the first two planes. They aren't addressing the third plane. And when asked in the Monday hearing about, well, when exactly did the third plane take off? The Justice Department lawyer refused to answer the questions, claiming that he wasn't authorized, claiming national security secrets. The judge offered to do it in a SCIF, in a secured compartmentalized information facility, and that was ignored and declined. So they're saying, we're not going to comply. On Tuesday, the lawyers went back into the courtroom, again, failed to provide the information that was ordered to be provided on Monday. And Judge Boasberg, again, yesterday ordered the Justice Department to send him under seal the information that he has been seeking. That was supposed to be submitted just hours ago, just before I was getting on the air, everybody. And so here is where we're at. Please keep an eye on this. I will continue to discuss. We've got Jason Stein joining me coming up from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, because right here in Wisconsin, we're about to declare our values in the state's next biennial budget. Amy from Madison, we're going to put your question in the hopper. I'll see if I can get to it tomorrow. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. This great discussion continues after these quick messages. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more in just a moment.